And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is Penetration Firing Squad. Listening to the Upsetters underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Penetration, track called Firing Squad. It's taken from a Cherry Red 2 CD reissue. And this track was taken from the album Moving Targets. It's both the albums that were that they brought out while they were with Virgin. That helps.
Right, okay.
Penetration, Virgin, Firing Squad. Not at all sexual. Fantastic band. Most famous song, Don't Dictate. Do you know that one? We played it before. Don't dictate to me.
Ooh.
That was the first one I heard. I heard it in 1986. But anyway, let's not worry about that, which is about 9 years after it came out. I try and keep up with this stuff, you know. Yeah. But even as a teenager, I was well behind. We might play another track from it in a week or two, but we've got a bit of a Cherry Red backlog this week. So actually, we've got a bit of a compilation backlog this week.
Oh, okay.
So we've got a few on this week's show. But anyway, great song by a great band. Had the good fortune to see them live once upon a time at the that festival we don't mention in Blackpool.
Right, okay, yeah.
They were absolutely great. Who knows, maybe we'll see them again soon. Anyway, if you want to find out more about them, Penetration themselves don't appear to have a website, but you find out all about them via the lead singer's website, which is
keithmorris.com.
nearly. Oh, so close. Pauline Murray x.com. You bother listening to the song, you'd realise that. female fronted Tony. But exactly your sort of thing. But I know where your true interest lies, and that's in fiddly, fiddly buttons and knobs.
Yep.
Point of view is that one, Tony nil. Pauline, P-A-U-L-I-N-E, Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, and then X.com to find out. For all your penetration needs, Tony.
Excellent.
Yeah, quite a difficult name to talk about. Especially at my age. Right, but anyway, the important thing is that after that, I do have some additional material. If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. That's what Jeff's done. Let's hear his thing. I'm so proud of that.
Excellent.
Really, yeah, it's some great work by me. Mm. That's great work. Jeff's gone dark again.
Excellent.
Well, not so dark. Right, okay. Jeff says, I remember when my mum would tuck me in. She really wanted a daughter. Jeff, P.S. To be frank, I'd have to change my name.
Right.
Good point. And there are further Frank references later on in this show. In fact, coming up now, let's hear Jeff's thing again. So pleased with that, you know. If I was actually doing any work, I would have had the rest of the day off.
Right.
Once a day. But I wasn't doing anything anyway, so it just happened. Two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for De La Roca, who we will talk about properly after you've heard the song. But first, there's me going on about Franks. Here we go. Stop calling me Frank, Tony.
Mm.
Who announced a few weeks back that they were splitting up. Do you remember?
No. Of course I don't.
Well, stop calling me Frank. No, I'm getting confused. They do feature on a new Rum Bar Records free compilation. I don't suppose you can remember the Rum Bar Bandcamp, can you?
I think it's just rumbarrecords.bandcamp.com.
I think it is. rumbarrecords.bandcamp.com. Find out all about that. It is a free compilation. It's got best part of 50 songs on it. Absolutely brilliant. Stop Calling Me Frank. You're on it. With a tune I've never heard them do before, which is actually a cover of what I believe is one of my favourite Rolling Stones songs, but now I don't know whether they covered it themselves, but I think it was a Rolling Stones original that they've covered, and it's one of my favourite songs, and they've done a brilliant version. What is Stop Calling Me Frank's Bandcamp page?
stopcallingmefrank.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. stopcallingmefrank.bandcamp.com. Paulie B and Internet 1, Tony 1, and this is Off The Hook.
Yeah. It's on the hook. 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 It's on the hook.
Prairie dogging.
You're listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was De La Rocca and a track called The Hellfire Club. De La Rocca is a Finnish solo psychobilly project, but with a lot of guest vocalists. And the first album, Nightmare Reborn, is out now. You can find out more about it via the De La Rocca website, which is...
DeLaRocca.com.
It is DeLaRocca.com, DeLaRocca.com, making it Tony 2 point of view in the internet one. Well done so far. But that track you just heard, Hellfire Club, is actually without a guest vocalist. I thought what I'd do, the album came through, I'll tell you about it in a second. The album came through, absolutely love it. Could have played a load of songs off it. Quite a lot of them have got guest vocalists, but I thought as an introduction to the band, we should play a track without the guest vocalist, first of all. What do you think? Seems like a decent idea.
It's done now.
Yeah. It's done now.
Right.
Got a fantastic... Well, I got a Facebook friend request from De La Rocca. I thought, well, I don't know him. And he'd also sent a messenger message explaining who he was, what he was all about, what he was doing. And I think he'd found me via Titch out the Klingons page, because Titch does feature on a couple of tracks on the album.
Right.
So I think that's probably how it came about. And on the off chance he is listening, hello Titch. Anyway, De La Rocca, brilliant. Thanks for sending it through. We will play at least one more track from it in the coming weeks, maybe more. Who knows? Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie boy.
Frankie boy.
What you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please go to the page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, do leave us a comment. If you can, respond to last week's show post. There's a punky group. There's a few ways to post. Do whatever you want. Just post. And also you can review us as a listener has done this week as well. So you can, I don't know where it is. There's a review. Yeah, we've only got two. But you might
it's
as well.
It's on Facebook. It's a Facebook
it's
review.
Facebook reviews, yeah, or recommendations.
Yeah, like, well, yeah, if you don't mind, you know, it won't do any harm.
Why
you know,
not?
Give us one star and say we're a pair of twats.
We've gone 1,000 shows without it. But,
well, you know, I thought about that as well, because this is show 1001.
Mm.
And in exactly the same way that I didn't really keep count moving up to 1,000, I'm not bothered about keeping count after, really. No. But I know that they are, each show is numbered, isn't it? So we can always find out. But yeah, it's the latest show. I mean, after the damp squib that was the 1,000th. Yes.
I don't know. Well, that's the point. Who does care? Well, Joe Daniels cares.
Egg Tolo Joe.
And he's this is
now, where is he right now? Is he in Saudi?
He doesn't say, but he has recommended us. This is the review we've had. So he says, a great source of weekly laughs and good new music. Highly recommended. Well, there you go. Yeah, I just highly recommend, but that's fine, Joe. It's precise and it's positive. So thank you. Yeah,
no, it's absolutely excellent. Thank you, Joe.
Now, I think the show post wasn't gone on the page again, so there's been a few on your personal.
Oh, okay.
Facebook.
Well, I don't know why that would be.
Yeah, I don't know.
I post it on my page, it says you want to stick it anywhere else, and I went, yeah, up your arse, dickhead Facebook.
Excellent.
And then there's also the opportunity to stick it on Punky, which is what I've been doing. But if it's not showing up, it's not showing up. Yeah. I'll try harder next week.
Yeah. Well, a few comments on yours. So these may be more your friend than Punky listeners. But Anthony Freeman got in touch. And he says, well done, sir.
Hello, Anthony. Yeah, these are just Facebook friends that are pleased that, well, they're pretending to be happy that I got to 1,000 shows, but they missed the first 1,000. I don't know why they care now.
We just hope it gets more praise. And yes, you'd think it would, wouldn't you? Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Bob Sharman says you're becoming a legend in your own time.
Hey, Tolo, Bob, and it's a bit late for that.
Yeah,
but it's a bit late for that, but it's also true. You know, I can guarantee Bob Sharman has not listened to Punky Radio.
This one has. Psycho Mark got in touch.
Egg Tolo, Psycho Mark. Now we're back on familiar territory.
He says, congratulations on 1,000 shows. Looking forward to the next 1,000.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't think we're getting that far, do we?
And there's a theme. Seth Catmilker got in touch.
Hey,
well.
Tolo, Seth.
And he says, just listened to the 1,000th show and enjoyed it as much as I did the very first time I found you. Episode
That's
42.
That's a low bar. That means he probably didn't like it to start with.
I know. The quality has not changed. That's fine. He says, episode 42 was his first show. Which is a long time ago. I mean, we were talking about this last night, and I think
958 shows later.
Yeah, I mean, that must be the. I mean, I know the shows on the website go back to April 2006, so there are some missing. So I'm imagining that's 42 shows that are probably missing. But,
oh, okay.
I don't know, but okay. Didn't know you were listening that long, Seth. He says you guys have done a cracking job of entertaining the Punky family listeners. And just one question: do you have another 1,000 in you? I do hope so.
Absolutely not.
No chance.
It's didn't make it this far.
Anything is guaranteed. That is not going to happen. That's another death 20
taxes.
Years.
Also
death taxes and not getting to show 2,000.
Death taxes and not getting to show 2,000. Yeah. I think it's very, very unlikely that we will manage to make this show for basically 40 years.
Yeah.
No. It's amazing we've done 20. I don't think I'll be alive. I mean, you can keep it going by all means. But,
unless we train AI to just start doing them, churn them out, then we could all listen.
It must be fairly easy to do an AI version of me.
Yeah?
It must be really, yeah, just like swearing, irrational anger, liable to get in scrapes, functioning alcoholic. I mean, you type those things into AI, you've pretty much got me, haven't you?
Sweet. Well, there you go. Well, that's
what are the things that you type in for yourself there, Ty?
Meek.
Anthem.
Not very talkative. big ego, but doesn't show it.
That is an interesting trait you have.
Hmm.
I have to say.
It's a very visual ego.
It's big, but it's brittle.
Yes, I'm thick-skinned and thin-skinned at the same time.
Yeah. That's a crocodile.
That's
the eyelids.
That is all I have for Facebook this week.
So that you lose.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I say I'll never tire of that, but you know, at some
it's
point, surely
to.
I will.
Yeah, starting to.
I'm not. I still love it. I think it's absolutely brilliant. Right, let's play another track by a band we've never played before, and frankly, you might think with good reason. Right, that, now that might sound a bit harsh, but the New York City art rockers Eki Shonak. I checked the pronunciation. That is okay. Correct. Eki right. Shonak. Have brought out some chamber punk metal fusion, right? And we got one track of it, and I'm playing that. I'm playing it. It's got a great title as well. This is like, I don't know really whether this is cool or whether it's nerdy or whether it's left field or whether it's badly thought out or whether it's brilliantly thought out. I'm just going to let you listen to it. What is Eki Shonak's Bandcamp page?
ekishanak.bandcamp.com.
It is ekishanak. ekishanak.bandcamp.com. Make it Tony 3 poorly beaten Internet 1. And this is the brilliantly titled Jeremy Utilitarian Sad Boy.
Tell me, what does you want? Publish the world over. We want permanent installation. Diligent students, hands deep in the pockets. Seeking highest good for highest number. No fuzzy math, boys, careful not to tip the scale. Never fear death, boys, bodies but an instrument.
The Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Eki Shonak and the track Jeremy Utilitarian Sad Boy. I'm none the wiser after hearing it, quite frankly. I don't know whether I love that or not. Maybe we could get some input from you there, Punky Radio listeners. What do you think of that song? Email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Speaking of egos, my ego is like a Teflon Chris McCausland, right?
Right.
Because it's indestructible and you can't fucking escape it. That blind bastard is everywhere, isn't he now? He does a couple of dances in the dark and the next thing you know, he's got TV series, all sorts of things. And when I say blind bastard, I do actually know the bloke. It's all right. He won't mind me saying that. I used to book him quite a bit. A fantastic comic. But God, he's everywhere. He is the flavour of the month, isn't he? He ticks a lot of boxes.
I've missed the Strictly thing. So yeah, I have heard him mentioned. But when I've seen him on the panel shows, he's always funny.
I mean, he's now in this thing with Lee Mack. This fucking
oh, is he?
Two Tracks at Christmas thing that's going to be on soon, and I've seen him in other things as well, and he is just the flavour of the month. And you know, he's been doing stand-up a long time. What I'd say about a lot of these people, they haven't just appeared. He has been schlepping around the comedy circuit for years, and he deserves every success. But if I decide to call him a blind bastard, I fucking will do. he used to get booked with a comic called Steve Day, who is deaf. Right.
Oh, right.
People think, you know, oh, well, that'll be funny. And Steve Day used to go on and say, I don't know why you bookers both together. It's utterly pointless. He's never seen my act and I've never heard his. Brilliant line. Right then. So anyway, did you do anything last week, Dan?
So just normal boring work week. Met on Saturday. We had our first band meeting for this wedding thing that we're trying to sort out. So we obviously mentioned last week. So we've been asked.
I hope you're going to play Every Breath You Take.
No, it's not on the list.
The most popular wedding song, and it's just not suitable for weddings.
No, that's true.
And I think you should do a punk version of Every Breath You Take.
I remember. There's a Pearl Jam song called Better Man. That was always a wedding song. A lot of people played it at weddings, and it's basically about a wife beater, I think.
Yeah,
but leave him, you know. But apparently, the most common one is Mr. Brightside, and we're not playing that either, so that's a relief, at least.
How could Mr. Brightside be? But this is the problem with young people today getting married, Tone. They don't like the old classics. I know this one is an old song now, but Mr. I fucking hate that song.
I can't abide the Killers in general. But yeah, no, I really hate that song.
I don't mind the band. You know, I met them.
No?
Yeah, I met them. I met them at the trip to Jerusalem.
Oh, okay.
They go, every time they tour the UK, you see on the tour dates, there's always a day either side of the Rock City date because they stay in Nottingham for a couple of days and get pissed in the old trip. The lead singer doesn't. He doesn't drink. The rest of the band are there. And I met them one night because I said, they're a band, aren't they? And someone said, oh, fucking hell, it's the Killers. And like, they're a decent bunch. And, you know, I think Coldplay are a decent bunch and Radiohead are a decent bunch. They all just do terrible shit-ass music. I never want to hear again, ever.
Yeah.
Mr. Brightside is a divorce song.
It's awful.
Not a wedding song.
Apparently massive.
Working on the basis that if you played it in my presence and we were married, I would divorce you.
There you go.
Is that petty? Of course it is.
So... We'll battle that. We're kicking it off in the new year at end of January. Right. Four practices, do the gig, done. But yeah, it should be it. So it'll be what it is. But
and never speak of it again.
Yes, we'll never talk about it again. we'll never do it again. I'm waiting for the people to be asking us to play Wonderwall or something. We're not doing that either.
I've just got visions of the whole load of you dressed up in monkey suits or doing shadows. It's coordinated dancing and
it's not far off. Here we go.
And you can do a Marty McFly and go right across the floor on your knees, can't you?
Yeah,
you can do that.
I could do
that.
That'd
be great. Yeah.
So I did that, and then I went out to celebrate 1,000 shows of Punky with you to the Mighty Mayfair, which was last night.
Yeah. My mum, I sent me another photo. She said, Oh, doesn't Tony look old? I went, you haven't seen him for 15 years. And she went, oh, yeah, that is a point, yeah.
Yeah. We unfortunately have aged.
The last time you saw my parents was when you and Steph pretended to be their children so we could get into the bonfire night on the Jeep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Long
family
time.
Family ticket.
Of course.
It's a family ticket. Six adults, family ticket.
It was a good bonfire, though.
Five adults, so yeah. It was a great bonfire, yeah.
Yeah, so the Mayfair, and it's given us both the shits and the farts. Well, you know.
Well, I am blaming that on the giant spring roll.
Right.
I think the rest of it was fantastic. I had a great time there, of course.
It's good.
It is weird. He does go, like, it's cash, you know, it's cash. You know, yes, yeah, we know it's cash. We know it's cash.
But yeah, it was good.
That's it. That's what you did last week.
That's it, yeah. That's it. Well, how was your week?
Well, I took your advice. I started watching The Devil's Hour. I've got one last one to go. Don't mind it.
Slow, isn't it?
The thing I like the most about it is the Scottish police officer, who I don't imagine you recognised, from being in EastEnders many years ago.
He was someone's husband in EastEnders. Wasn't
he was
he?
The wife beater, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And there was the weirdest bit of EastEnders plot ever involved him not being there for a week. And they said, where is he? Was he called Brian? I don't know. Anyway.
No.
They said to Wee Mo, who he was slapped out.
Yeah, yeah.
In a very controversial storyline. They said, where is he? He said, oh, he's not here for the week. They went, why not? He said, he's doing a tarmacking job in Crouch End. Like, if you look on a map of London, where Walford's supposed to be set and Crouch End are about 3 miles apart.
Sorry.
Not sure why he couldn't come home at night from this tarmacking job. I remember thinking, that's nuts. Anyway, I'm enjoying it, but not as much as a film I watched this week called Brian and Charles. Have you seen that?
No.
It's on Prime, I think. It's absolutely brilliant. It's about a weird bloke. You know, he might be an eye player. I'm not sure. It's about a weird introverted inventor bloke who lives in a little shack out on the outskirts of a Welsh village, and he builds a robot out of a doll's head, a washing machine, and false legs, and it comes to life.
Right.
It's fantastic. It's really, really good. I also watched Forest beat Ipswich 1-0. My opinion on Ipswich Town is they're actually quite a good team. They're quite similar to Forest the season we went up two seasons ago, yeah. Which is they're just one goal worse than the teams they're playing. And if they turn it around after Christmas, as we did, I could see them staying up.
Who do you think is going down then in this stead?
Well, don't know yet. But I think Ipswich, if they can keep hold of their striker, I think they might be all right.
Ooh.
We'll see. I don't really know who's going to go down yet. Southampton's
the bottom, aren't they?
Southampton are knackered, yeah.
Everton always going around there. I can't remember. Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, should we play another song?
That's football done, isn't it? Well, yeah, you go next song, yeah.
Let's play another song. Belmont Beach Weirdos. We played them once or twice before. And... the mastermind behind them is Stevie Kincaid, all the way up in the northeast there. I never knew exactly where he was from. He used to say Durham. There's a place outside of Durham called Belmont. It hasn't got a beach, and he's a weirdo, hence the name Belmont Beach Weirdos. He sent this through this week. This is the B-side to the first single. I think we might have played the first single. It's the B-side to the first single. I absolutely love it. I thought we'd give it a crack. What is Belmont Beach Weirdos Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Belmont Beach Weirdos.
Facebook.com/watch/V=23624644208028271. Why is that, Tony?
No, it's a default
URL. But to be fair to Stevie, he's probably set the page up himself, and he's a little bit worse at tech than I am.
Right.
And that is saying something. Anyway. Paul the Instant 2, Tony 3, Belmont Beach Weirdos, Lower Than Zero.
Yeah.
listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Belmont Beach Weirdos, track called Lower Than Zero. Find out more by typing Belmont Beach Weirdos into Facebook. That's the easiest way to find them. I mean, you can just type it into Google, see if anything happens, but they appear to be operating via Facebook. There we are. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
New York City.
Yes, thanks for your gigs. Don't forget, if you have a gig, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much would it be to watch them play. Let me know your gigs you haven't done. Too busy congratulating us on our 1,000 shows, probably.
Or one of you.
So I found one of my own, not on my own, but I found a gig. Oh, anyway, Fire Exit are playing.
Are they?
Yeah.
If I'd known that, you know what song we'd have been playing.
Yep.
It's a wheelchair out of control.
When we talk
that's
about
shit, the first ones we ever played.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Well, when Sam said, "What's the first show?" I instantly think Fire Exit, Wheelchair Out of Control. Well, I thought, no, it wasn't. That was the disability special.
That was the disability special.
But it was one of the first.
Well, ahead of our time. It's not inclusive.
But they're still going. So it's their 38th anniversary.
Brilliant! I love them.
They're playing in Glasgow this Saturday.
I think the lead singer moved to Cornwall.
Oh, okay.
It's about as far away from Glasgow as you can get and still be in the British Isles. But yeah, he's a great bloke and they're a great band. Sorry, yes.
So they're playing with Control, Ambition, Ambition Demolition and Dregs. So four bands are Ivory Blacks in Glasgow. £10, £15 on the door.
If you have the chance, you will love Fire Exit.
They are
tremendous. Bloody hell. I don't think we saw them.
I haven't seen them. I'm sure I got close.
Where I saw them.
All right.
I think it was in Nottingham.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. Who knows? They were great anyway.
I know I was very nearly on a bill with them at one point with the babies. It didn't happen, I think. But anyway. That's it for gigs, though.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Disability awareness, yeah. Right, speaking of bands that embrace disability, Lucifer Star Machine, Tony.
Excellent.
This is a punk rock and roll cover, this one, that was an extra track on, I think, the CD release of the last album, but has never been available digitally until now. What is Lucifer Star Machine's website?
LuciferStarMachine.de.
LuciferStarMachine.com. Paulie B in the Net 3, Tony 3. This band rocks like you wouldn't believe, but they don't like me. At all. But I love them. This is Baby Outlaw.
Well, that's what happens when you dance with me. Being a fool, a thousand in my way. I'm a nightmare, even in the day. I'd be wise with which words you say, cause that could be the last breath you take. Go ahead, baby, tell me. Well, I ain't nobody's baby, baby, I'm an outlaw. Call me criminal, maybe, baby, I'm an outlaw. Can't have it, I was born this way.
You're listening to GG All Stars underneath us right now. Thanks for seeing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Lucifer's Star Machine, track called Baby Outlaw. Find out more, lucifersstarmachine.com. And if you get the chance to see them live, go for it. They are a fantastic live act. Are you doing anything this week?
Not a lot, I don't think. There'll be a band practice next week for the babies, which will probably be the last one till January now. I think everyone's just collapsing into Christmas. Apart from that, I think it's just work. I'm going to see
that
some offices.
That would have been a much, much better Christmas song, by the way.
Collapse into Christmas.
Collapse into Christmas. Collapse into Christmas.
And I'm viewing offices on Tuesdays. I'm up looking at getting some office space. So I'm going to Nottingham, not far from where we're to eat.
And one building's very handy for the Mayfair, just
very
saying.
Very handy. But across the road. So I'm doing that on Tuesday.
Budget business dinners.
And that's it, I think there's not a lot going on. Getting ready for Christmas, but it's not even on the radar yet really for us. Anything you're up to?
Yeah, I'm going to be praying twice.
Oh,
I'm going to be praying on Wednesday night and I'm going to be praying on Saturday afternoon. Wednesday night, Nottingham Forest are away to Manchester City. Oof. There's never been a better time to play Man City, but you know what, they're not going to keep losing.
No.
And then on Saturday, we're away to Man United, who've just beaten Everton 4-0, got a new manager, and everyone's suddenly loving themselves again. So I'm going to be praying.
I quite fancy us against Man U.
Oh, you do, do you?
Yeah. Not City. But Man U. Yeah.
Never get a sniff at Old Trafford.
Oh, right, okay.
It's not a case of us not playing well. Right. Last season, they didn't give us two penalties. They did some dodgy decisions.
It was a bad decision.
We after 4 minutes and they still beat us 3-2. That's the problem with Forest going to Old Trafford. If you get the wrong ref, we're screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's all, really. Okay. I got no plans this week. Two songs in a row now, both of which come from another Cherry Red release, which is C92. Now, you might remember that I did mention, well, I should think 7 years ago now, that C86 was the famous one.
Yeah.
They brought out C86 has gone down in history as being the best free thing on the front of a magazine thing of any English, any British music publication ever. And it really helped to get or cement a lot of indie music into the wider listenership, and as a result of that, we then had quite a lot of success with indie bands in the second half of the 90s. A while back now, Cherry Red imagined a C87, and then they've done it each year. So we're on to 1992 now, and it's a 3-CD collection. If you go to cherryred.co.uk, you'll be able to find it there. And we're going to play two tracks from it now. Stay tuned for Sultans of Ping FC, a band I love. But first, Daisy Chainsaw, Tony.
Ooh.
Daisy Chainsaw had one big hit in this country, Love Your Money. It's a fantastic song. But their Facebook page is Australian.
Oh.
And I never had them down as an Australian band. But the only Daisy Chainsaw thing I can find online is an Aussie Facebook page that appears to be them, but I'm not absolutely sure. So, rather than ask you for a Daisy Chainsaw website that doesn't necessarily exist, what is Cherry Red's website, Tony?
Cherryred.co.uk.
It is. I just told you, but you knew it anyway. Tony 4, probably the Internet 3. Stay tuned for Silence of Ping. This is Pink Flower.
Now this
Night of the Brown Hole.
You're listening to Ramen Mamadly at the moment. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
If I said that a bit weird, it's because I'm still getting over the fact that we are playing Azerbaijani guitar and music. Perfect for weddings. Mm. Why they didn't put Ramen Mamadly and went for you instead, Tony, I'll never know.
I have no idea. We'll never know the answer to that.
You should cover a Ramen Mamadly track.
That's a lot of
bad ideas. Yeah, that was Sons of Pig FC, a track called You Talk Too Much, taken from the C92 Chevy Red 3C collection that's out right now. What is Sultans of Ping, or the Sultans of Ping as a clue? What is their Bandcamp page?
thesultansofping.bandcamp.com.
It is thesultansofping.bandcamp.com. I think I probably gave you that, really. But anyway, Tony, 5, probably being set 3.
Yay.
And Sultans of Ping are, of course, from Cork. And if you've been to Cork, you'll know that's how they happened. Cork is one mad city. Now, have you got to add?
No.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so, you know, if you do have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for nomination. It's show 1001, and frankly, you've disappointed me. But if you can get your emails in...
Sorry, I thought you said that to me, Tony.
No.
I can only apologise.
get your twats in. Can't do the feature without it. Yeah. So that's it. Nothing. I got note.
Right.
Nothing.
Well, I can't afford to do a quiz.
No.
So should we talk about your ego a bit more?
Yeah.
Ego's like it to be talked about. I think your ego doesn't really manifest itself until you're on stage.
It only comes when it's... it only appears when I'm confident doing one of two things, either coding...
Right,
which
okay.
What I do as a job, or which guitar playing, which I'm, yeah. I'm very comfortable with.
As soon as you've got a guitar around your neck, you become someone else.
Instant arsehole, generally, yeah.
Well, no, I don't think so. I think instant greatness, but then, you know, that's an arsehole saying someone else behaving in the same way they do, is because, and I think the T-shirt, the Tony and the Apocalypse Babies T-shirt, actually sums up your ego. Brilliantly. Absolutely brilliantly. Yeah. My ego is extremely different in that it's there all around. I fill a room with my ego, and not in a good way. I think I'm just a horror. And with you, it is localized to being on stage. But with me, it's like I walk into the room. Often the ego's already there when I get there. You know.
It's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. There seem to be people pointing at me when I walk in like I've already ruined their evening before I even got there. And I'm afraid that was the ego. What can I say? My excuse. Yeah. Should we play one last track then?
Yes, to that, yeah.
All right then. So we're going to go now to yet another Joe Red one. This is the Dickies. They brought out a 2-CD, I say best of, I don't know whether it was the first two albums or not. I don't really know enough about the Dickies, to be honest. I can tell you that they have been punk rockers out of Los Angeles since 1977. So all the way back then, well done them. That is what, that's 47 years, Tony.
Yeah.
47 years of the Dickies.
Wow. Brilliant.
What is the Dickies website?
TheDickies.com.
It is. TheDickies.com. TheDickies.com. Tony Six, probably in the internet three, ended up being a thrashing. Do make sure that you go to the Dickies website or indeed cherryred.co.uk to find out about the new release, because it's quite splendiferous, Tony.
Ooh.
And this is the track that we're playing from it. This is Bowling with Bedrock Barney. That's about the size of it for this week. That was the Dickies, Bowling with Bedrock Barney. Find out more via thedickies.com. New release out by Cherry Red. Recommended to all. Maybe you could mention one or two ways people can listen to this show that you haven't done already.
Don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Latest shows on the front page. Various things you can do on there. Do check it out if you can. You can find us online at various stations like padunkradio.com, radioandrew.se, radiofocusing.com. If you're down with the Fi, you can find us on the Spotify.
The Spotify
app in the podcast section. Also, Amazon Music in their podcast thing. Get yourself an Alexa. There's a skill as well. Go to the skill store, search Punky Radio, download it, it's free. If you ever do that, by the way, do let us know. I'm just holding that in hope that someone gets in touch about it. But it'd be nice to see someone who's using it. Apart from that, I who knows?
Oh, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog.
Bunch of guns, yeah!